From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX. In studio with us is Brian Hulsher. He is the CEO, the executive director of the Metropolitan Sewer District. Also happens to be a really good dude.
He's the Swami of Sewers.
Yeah, he's the Swami of Sewers and kind enough to join us. Brian, welcome, brother.
Thank you very much.
First of all, what is the Metropolitan Sewer District?
So MSD is actually a municipal entity created under the Constitution in 1954 by a vote of the people. We are not a private entity like all the other utilities, so we don't have stakeholders to pay. We don't make profits. We don't give bonuses. We're just like a municipality. We're tasked with providing stormwater and wastewater services, and our municipal boundaries right now consist of the city of St. Louis and most of St. Louis County out to about Highway 109 in Wildwood. We don't have the western west of 109.
So if you're in the city of St. Louis or 90-something percent of St. Louis County, on Tuesday of next week, you're going to be facing two questions that have been proposed by the Metropolitan Sewer District. Let's go through them one by one. The first one, Prop W. Explain to us what Prop W is.
So folks may remember, we come to the public every 4 years since the early 2000s to do our wastewater program. That's to come in compliance with federal regulations, clean the environment. And every 4 years, we come to the public and say, how do you want us to pay for it? So for this particular 4 years, we've got about $1.6 billion worth of work that we have to start or complete over the next 4 years.
And that's work you have to do. The EPA is saying, Brian and the MSD, this must be done. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Figure it out.
Yeah, without a lot of details. One, we got sued like 200 other cities, so there's something called a consent decree. We're halfway through that. It ends in 2040. There's a Clean Air Act provision that requires us to change our
incinerators. What was the issue there?
The issue is that the federal government decided that as people, and we've always tried to bring the area up to meeting the Clean Water Act.
Sure.
The federal government had the rumor is they found out people were paying less for wastewater than cable. So therefore, their strategy, that's the rumor, the strategy was to sue all the large cities and make sure there's a court-enforceable schedule to come in compliance with the Clean Water Act. Being in the Midwest, we were one of the last ones. There's other wastewater utilities, especially on the coast, who have completed, almost completed, or in some cases are on their second consent decree.
But it was imperative that we did this because in the 2000s, we still had sewers that were made of wood and stuff, right?
Well, that one still works. The one with wood still works pretty good. So I always like the starting point as being, I was sitting with my dad watching the Cardinals play the Yankees in 64. Only 5% of the wastewater was treated in St. Louis. Everything else just went out to River Pear, the Mississippi River.
Right.
And so obviously the idea is to get that done. And right now it's scheduled for everything to be completed by 2040.
Yeah. And then so you're coming back. How much are you asking for? And what does it mean financially if we don't approve this? Because this work's going to be done regardless, correct?
Right. So the total is $1.6 billion. I mentioned all those regulatory requirements. 98% is what's mandated. So we're not doing anything extra. The question is whether or not the public will allow us to borrow $750 million to help pay for the program. If they do, this is the same decision somebody makes when they're buying a house. It's just we're buying a very large house every year and keeping it. So if they vote yes, just like you would with borrowing, the rates go up every year for the next 4 years about 7%. You can see what's going to happen. You can take a look at your current monthly bill and increase it by 7% because everybody's bill's a little different.
That's if W is successful.
If it's successful. The public can vote no because there is some logic to that. If you vote no and not have us borrow money, I'm going to have the first year is a 35% increase, the second year, 35%, the third year, 20% decrease, and the fourth year, a 5% increase. And that's just basically based on the cash need of the capital program.
Yeah, that's the interest that you have to pay, just like if you were doing a house.
But the voters don't have an option to approve a tax, right? I mean,
no, the federal government, state government, a federal judge has already decided
we're
going to do this
money.
Work.
Yeah.
The question is, how do we pay for it? Now, in the past 20 years, the public has always voted to have us borrow some money.
Yeah, it makes it cheaper on your monthly bill if the money's borrowed. It drags it out over a longer period of time,
sure.
But makes it a more swallowable cost.
And we're not advocating for one or the other, but one of the things that comes up is that some folks make a point of is the assets we're building last for almost 100 years. So why should everybody right now pay for things that people are going to use? People 20 years from now should help pay for it. So that logic has been expressed in our rate commission.
So Prop W isn't the only thing from Metropolitan Sewer District that will be on the ballot. They will also have Proposition S, which is Proposition Stormwater. Explain that to us.
Okay, so we've tried to give this option to the public in the past. Right now, MSD's stormwater responsibilities end at the storm sewers, inlets, and manholes. We don't manage creeks, streams, rivers, floodplains. Those all belong to a hodgepodge of different entities like a lot of other things in the St. Louis area.
So the flood in U City a couple of years ago, was that the River De Pere?
So that was River De Pere.
Yeah.
Yeah, now in 2022, remember, a lot of people flooded. Almost the entire area did.
Yeah.
U City is a good example. The idea is they're not our assets, but we do have the ability, and we were set up to raise regional funds to address the problem regionally. Last time we came to the public in 2019, they said no by 53-47.
Mm-hmm.
Public has said, folks, especially those having problems, try again. Here's some ideas. We put those together, and that's what we're proposing for the public to consider on April 2nd.
And this should help alleviate, if the voters were to pass it, you would have new resources to maybe alleviate some of that flash flooding that happens on typical storms, not these epic storms that come around once every 20
years.
Well,
actually, the epic storms are the right ones. I mean, if you think about it, one of the big issues is creek erosion, which is caused by some of the changes in the climate, but also the flooding. We've got folks, those 100 and 500-year floodplains are starting to flood a lot. U City and some of the other areas have those. So the problem's about $700 million, and not counting 2022, we're looking to raise $35 million a year to start addressing this.
And what does that do to the individual rates?
So our typical home, our median home value, appraised value in the St. Louis area is $175,000. So we set the property tax rate such that it would cost those people $25 a year on their property tax. And that's scalable. So if you go four times large, if you happen to have a $700,000 home, your property tax goes up $100.
Brian, those questions, you're not advocating either for or against. You're just wanting to inform people. And before we hop into some other issues, if people wanted to learn more about this, where can they go get some unbiased information?
So we're close enough to the election. We don't have any more public meetings left. They can go to our website, msdprojectclear.org. There's a lot of information there, including like on our customer assistance programs for low-income individuals, this complete rate. They can go there. At this late hour, probably if you contact us at 314-768-6260 and say you want to talk to somebody about the rate proposal, right now it's probably worthwhile doing that. We'll return the call and we'll either talk with you or give you access to information and let you know where to go to look stuff up.
Well, that sounds good. And you'll be glad when Tuesday is all over and done, won't you?
Yeah, we mentioned we don't advocate for any of this, but yes, it's been a sprint to try.
Well, the outcome of the election is going to dictate what things are going to look like for the next several years at the Metropolitan Sewer District.
No, it will. I mean, yes.
Well, Brian Holscher, we're delighted to have you and have this opportunity to educate our voters.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.